what is right and what is wrong. My head says no, but my heart has known you all along. Trying to find my truth in this guided maze. What's really me and what is clouded by a conditioned haze?
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. Every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW, I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Who's that, Savannah Woods?
Woohoo! That's me. Little me.
Oh, man.
Sounds so young.
That made my heart sing. And in the studio joining us is Faye Wiedenhoff.
Hello.
Faye has been on the show lots of times, and she's in the band Sea Star, and then you've been on the show once, and you're in a band called Waking Maya, which I talk about you guys a lot when you're not here.
Oh, my goodness.
I've booked for Naked City and the Pen Cove and some of the events, Soul Food Coffee House and such. And I'm just really thrilled to have, actually, we drove in together. And you doing the show, I get to go back and have these amazing flashbacks of all the things that we have done, really, together. And so today I'm bringing him in, and we're going to talk about songwriting, because I just realized I've written some songs.
You are a songwriter.
I want to start with Savannah.
All right.
How old are you, Savannah?
That's a good question.
She's an old
soul. I'm 24, almost 25.
And I probably met you when you're 21?
Yeah, I think 20 or 21, maybe around that time.
And you walked up to tea with your dragon, and mm-hmm. I think we did a little chakra reading, and then you were coming to classes.
Yeah, I wandered up into a chakra class, and the rest was history. It was just what I needed and what everybody else needed, and so we came together every Tuesday for a long time.
And I did not know you wrote songs until probably a year later you gave me a CD.
Because I was so closed off in my throat chakra and my solar plexus chakra.
A lot.
On the way here, I was driving and reflecting on how far I've come, and it brought tears to my eyes because I have released so much anxiety through all of this work that we've done together. It's been awesome. And now I'm able to freely share my music with the world, and it's awesome.
And so you came back. You did something transformational.
Yeah.
And then you disappeared to Iceland.
Iceland, yeah.
And then you came back with that song, Centerline.
Yes, I came back with a whole new perspective on life with that song, Centerline, and, yeah, title track to my band's album we put out last year. But, yeah, just exploring the concept of where do you find your center line, that place of balance, and going away from all the things society's told you is right and wrong and how you should be, because it's not what my heart was telling me to do. But I listened to it, and I'm so happy I did.
And then you sang about it.
And then I sang about it, and I'm still singing about it today.
And she blew me away, because I had the old CD, but I thought, that's just...
It wasn't me. Oh, it was me. It was just a different space of me. And I'm like, oh, I don't like to listen to those songs and tell people not to listen. But that's not, I mean, there's a song for everybody, and it speaks to where you are. And a lot of people come up to me and tell me their favorite songs are on that first album. I can't even listen to it, you know. But if that's what they need to hear, that's great. That's awesome.
And then because you had, you found yourself.
Yeah.
And then you went out into the world to experience who you are with strangers, really.
Oh, a lot. Yeah, I love to submerge myself in discomfort. It's so uncomfortable to travel into a foreign country like alone, especially the first few times it was. But it was more of a growth experience than anything. Like, I knew I needed to do that, and I have grown so much just by traveling. I think like 26 countries now in the past 3 years, maybe. And most of the time I'm by myself, and I've met so many lifelong friends and connections. And like I was telling you, now I'm sourcing those friends and connections. I'm touring Europe in September, which will be so much fun, kind of combining my passion, my work, and my everything. It's really awesome.
Well, I feel like the world is a multiverse. We're all singing a song. We all have a song to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, I want to do a songwriter workshop, probably with you two and a few other people, to teach people that maybe have ideas for songs or even books, but to have people find that creative outlet for themselves,
yeah,
and sing that song. And if you're sitting, we were talking in the car, if you're sitting at home watching The Price is Right, no, I don't know, you're probably not writing the best, I feel, I could be wrong, it could be a really great, funny song about Price is Right. I don't know. But I think having life experiences and coming back and then writing was gonna it's gonna make not only the song richer, but you.
Yeah, and that's what inspires the song, is that deep, deep feeling of inspiration or a deep feeling of a shifting or discomfort. Like, all of these emotions that might not be comfortable are what spurs amazing songs. Like, oftentimes I'll just be feeling, I don't know how I'm feeling, just all these feelings are inside, and I just pick up a guitar and my fingers just do something and words come out of my mouth, and a song, like, I always say, I'm not really like writing these songs, like the songs are writing me. I'm just finding them and the pieces, like a puzzle, putting them together.
It's energy.
It's energy. It's
amazing energy. Now, Faye, I met Faye, which is kind of strange because Bothell Country Village just closed. There's a lot of closure going on in my life and in Faye's. But I saw her at a farmer's market, and she was, I heard her. I didn't see her. I heard her. And my son and I went, oh, my. We heard a lot of bands there. And we this time we turned to listen and actually see who was singing, because her voice is so amazing. And I'll just say that I think down the road you did have a power chakra issue.
Yes, of course. And you gave me a tiger's eye stone, which I still have to this day, for power to keep me grounded. But so much fell into place, you know, just talking and putting all the dreams out there and seeing what would take, you know, what seed would be planted and what would start to grow, and just being open to many ideas and possibilities. And I started a studio and called Siren's Voice in a 1923 caboose. And I was there for 8.5 years, and it's very sad about Country Village, but I'm trying to stay really level-headed about it. And I think there's always a part of grieving one part of your chapter of your life when it closes, but also being, you have to remind yourself to be open to that next blank page, mm-hmm. and how beautiful, and something like, you know, a little bit scary as well, but it's just a beautiful beginning, you know, and all the past to feed into that beginning.
Mm-hmm. And can you imagine the songs that are going to come from this, is it feudal? What is it called? Oh, gosh.
Hey, paradise to put up a parking lot.
Yeah, I've been singing
is
that song
fertile?
A lot.
I guess the word is I want it. It's fertile. Fruition. It's like coming from the earth and this beautiful, it's the stuff you, fertilizer. It's like the stuff you use, you think that's no good, but it's actually helping
compost.
You grow.
Yeah.
Compost.
It's
going to. Those composted dreams are going to.
Well, they say that's where the lotuses grow.
True, yeah.
It is, though.
So here, I think I'm going through, like, some stuff, too. But out of it comes this growth that you never saw coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've been there. We went to the Earth Sanctuary, speaking of a beautiful place on Whidbey Island. Mm-hmm. And you had written a new song. What was that song?
No Roots for Me.
No Roots. Oh, my. I love it. And I actually put that on my Facebook page. But I've watched Faye grow, too. You know, you were in a band, then you did some solo. But you've done so many different types of songs. I think it was shanties or...
Yeah, shanties. I always, like, try to push myself to write in different genres just to kind of keep myself fresh and to also, I don't know. I don't see myself really as a commercial songwriter, you know, songwriter for sale. But, you know, who knows? Maybe in the future you never know what might spark that. But I've always been a jingle writer ever since I was a little girl. We've always made little... You know, my sisters and I would make up little songs and things like that.
And what I know between the two of you is that it's your purpose and your passion. Faye, you quit an IT job? Or what were you doing?
I just always kind of was a web designer and photoshopper and photographer type person. And so I would do a lot of that to kind of sustain my income. And I was actually the corporate music buyer for Mills Music for a while. So there's that. And I worked at a bookstore. I've done lots of...
And don't you think you both are out there making your life music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm on hiatus. I, you know, with my studio being sort of in a state of limbo now since we've closed the doors at the Country Village for Siren's Voice. But Siren's Voice is not gone. It is just it's in a sort of...
Hibernating.
It's in a stasis. I'm trying to find a new space towards the end of the summer, and then hopefully I will start... I know, I will reopen. I will reopen for the new school year in September. So be on the lookout for Siren's Voice.
You need a
music
teacher?
Yes, the reboot. Okay. Although I still do have a wait list, which is amazing and beautiful. And I'm ever so grateful for that. So thanks, everyone, for being so supportive and wanting to have lessons with me. It's very exciting for me. So.
Well, and you're teaching kids how to sing. And adults.
I have my youngest, when I closed the studio this past May, my youngest was 7 and my oldest is 68.
It's awesome.
So
everyone should sing. Everyone should sing a song. So when you're Savannah, when you're thinking of writing a song, does it just come like an aha moment, or do you sit down with someone else? What's your process?
It depends on the song, really. Like, it depends on the life of the song and how the song wants to be written. Sometimes I will pick up a guitar and not even know what I'm doing. My fingers just go to the notes, and the most of the song will come out, and then I'll just have to tweak it, and but the majority of it will come. Sometimes just a part comes. Sometimes just a melody. Like we were talking, the voice recorder on the phone is so awesome. It's such an awesome tool, because if you have something running in your head, just record it really quick, or I'll write it down in my notes, because it comes and then it goes.
It's gone.
It's like a dream. Yeah. And if you don't document it right there, right then, it's gone. And the song, you know, it's probably floating ethereally and someone else will grab it.
That's a real thing.
It is, yeah. For sure. So either out of like the emotion that I'm feeling, or maybe emotion that I'm witnessing, someone else feeling, or a lot of my songs are emotion based, because I'm an emotional person, and that's easy for me to write. I can only sing things that like ring true to me now, because I'm so aware of how music affects people too, and I love people to feel something when I sing, and to bring them into that space of feeling.
And that's why your music got so much better, because now you're coming from that place of feeling.
Of feeling and wanting to feel and express that feeling of really authenticity and intimacy.
Honesty,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of not wanting to feel or expressing pain. And that is totally okay, too. It's totally okay. It's just not where I am anymore, because I've realized how much what you're putting out there affects everybody else. So what do you want to express? Pain? Or even there's a lot of beauty in pain.
Well, and there's all kinds of ranges of emotion.
Totally.
And so we need to have them all.
Yeah, and express them all. And creativity is so important. My sister and I came up with a whole like retreat guideline. We called it Sacral Connections. And it was, we were going to take people to Iceland and or somewhere, you know, and have these little creative retreats. And we had it all. We haven't done it yet, but it just hasn't happened
yet.
Oh,
you're so close.
In the future, it will happen. I'm just so focused on my career right now. But eventually, I want to do that and help people get in touch with their creative flow, because when that's blocked, it can really...
Life is blocked.
Yeah, life is blocked.
Let's just be honest. We are a mirror, I said, that of who we are. Our life is mirroring who we are, and your songs
yes.
mirror who you are. And I've watched Faye, so you had this dream to go to Ireland. Now, when you travel, do you think your songs got richer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the more that you allow yourself to... experience and to try new things and to take crazy leaps of faith, the richer you become in ways that are not within your pocketbook, really. It's in a soul way. And I feel like all of my songs are kind of seated with where we've gone as a band, or where I've gone as a solo person or as a teacher, and just experiencing the world and not letting fear take over.
Beautiful. And the word courage. And anything I've ever done, I've taken a chance, and I didn't have the money at the time. And that's that's the most courageous thing you can do. And
faith.
The money comes.
It does.
Faith and commitment to yourself. And that's what I try to tell people, is everyone says, oh, I'll do this, when I have the money. It will never be that time. You just need to take the step right off the edge. That's why I love traveling, because you can just buy a plane ticket, then you have to go. Like, I mean, you could not go and then just waste all the money you just spent, but... You just have to go. You just have to take that step. Step onto the plane. Step off. You don't have to know. You just take one step in front of the other.
That's beautiful.
And when people listen to the songs, too, a lot of people, they can hear in the song, like, where it was written, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, this makes me feel like the ocean. Well, I wrote it sitting and watching the waves, you know?
That's great that you get that feedback. It always feels good when someone, you know, they guess exactly what you were trying to do. And sometimes you'll have other people will come in and have this lavish sort of like array of this song meant this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wow, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, someone had said something about like how it's like wild tigers were singing to me. And I'm like, so I ended up using that in a song. And so when we make that song happen on our new CD that's coming out at the end of this year, Sea Stars CD, I'm going to put that. It's called the Dewdrop Mystery Song. And I know, it's just the crazy, it's all kind of like crazy things you just kind of gather along the way. And I always, one of my key phrases in my life is to always have ready my pockets. You know, I'm ready my pockets for like gathering all of my like experiences Yeah, Wild Tiger.
Or, and like you said, when you have that little aha or that one, that's a great lyric, write it down.
You have to write it down.
You have coasters and napkins and all these things floating around. And then,
slips of paper.
Actually, we did write a song where we threw all those in the middle, and it, My Redemption, turned out to be like 3 or 4 songs with a bunch of lyrics that we liked.
Yeah.
And I can't say it's the creative experience. And like Van said, when you're done and you hear it, sometimes you hate it because you work so hard on it, but that's the production part. So what we have is, you know, the ideas, and hopefully all your chakras are spinning and you finish the song. Then you want to play it live. You might have to work with other people. You want to record it. You have to work with other people. Mm-hmm. That whole sacral, that's your lower chakras. That's your community. That's your tribe. That's the people that are going to help you produce it. That's the person that's going to help you sell the CD, and the people that get up on stage and play with you. So I have a lot of people that live in their heads. And that's a great place to be. They're very imaginative, creative. But there's something about physically getting up on stage, playing your new song, which you guys are going to do this hour, and having other people listen. I call it your baby. It's your baby presented to the world. And I know when I wrote my book, or even the CD we did, I feel weird giving it to people I know. Mm-hmm. I have no problem selling my book to a stranger. But it's really weird when somebody close to you hears what's coming from you deep down inside.
I used to feel that way too with performing. I wouldn't want my family or people I knew close to come to the shows.
Indeed.
Only people I didn't know. And now, you know, once you come into yourself and really own what you're giving, I want everybody to hear it. I want everybody to hear it.
You're proud of who you are. You're being authentic.
Proud of who I am. Yeah, it's really that authenticity that is such a game changer between, you know, it's what allows people to really connect with you and put themselves in your position, and that heart connection, really.
I love my job. I don't even know what it is, but I love it.
Life is
the job, right? We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Because I'm just trying to listen. Because listening to my heart seems the only way to go.
Pen Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenCoveBrewing.com, that's PenCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
The BEPC Expo is back. It's the biggest metaphysical fair in the Pacific Northwest, and it's back in Kent and the last Saturday in June. It's bigger and better than ever, with twice as many speakers, double the rooms, more readers, healers, vendors, food, and more. Arrive at 9 a.m. for a live audience psychic show. Doors to the whole expo open at 10 a.m. This is the place to pick up your favorite gems, intuitive advice, clothing, jewelry, and handmade items sourced locally and globally. Bring your friends or come meet new friends. Mark your calendars for the last Saturday in June, June 29th, at the Kent Commons for the BEPC Expo, 4th and James in Kent. Plenty of free parking, free admission, and free drawings all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit bepcweb.org. That's bepcweb.org. Hope to see you there.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
What is this that I crave? Dormant desires, inside they wave. Showing what I want, showing what I could have. I know it shouldn't, but it's driving me mad. What you feel ain't always what you know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie, and that's Savannah Woods. Centerline. Sweet. She's going to end this segment with a live performance. That was live in the studio a couple years ago, believe it or not. And she just got back from Iceland. And you've been back. And now Faye.
Like a quick little jaunt over to Iceland. No big deal.
As you do.
She bought her ticket. I'm out.
Yeah. Gone. We woke up one day and she's gone.
It's like a week beforehand.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
And I know that you went to Ireland, Faye, but you also have gone plenty of places. I've seen the videos, but now you're going to go where?
I leave on the 17th. I'm flying to London, and then I'm going to head up to the Midlands for about a week to hang out with some friends, go down to Cornwall. And then I'm off to Poland for an entire month. I'll be teaching music out there and working at a wonderful camp, a fine arts camp in Zwęcze Wielkie, which is just south of Łódź. And so I'll be in Poland for a whole month, which will be amazing.
Which I remember going down to the Ballard Seattle Creative Center and you doing that show with me. We taped it there. And go to my archives. I just go to some of my archives about my musician friends. Their stories. But again, you said buying that ticket, that's how you buy it, and then you know you're going. And that's what you did plenty of times, and now you're going over there teaching, and you're making a difference in kids' lives playing ukulele.
Mm. Yeah, the ukulele. Last time, so when I was there in 2017, I put out to the world, I said, look, I need to raise money. I want to bring 15 ukuleles to Poland, and I magically received all the funds, and we bought ukuleles, and we put it in the kids' hands at the summer at the fine arts camp, and it was amazing. And the kids were like so awesome.
So how many peoples? Because you're peoples. I don't know why. How many human beings do you think you're changing? I mean, you're giving music to kids, not just with the Siren Studio, and then going there, and then those kids go home and bring that music into the house. And a ukulele is something that you can bring anywhere.
The coolest thing that I can say about that last experience is that at Christmas time, I received multiple emails from several of my students. You know, I must have been well over 10. I know for a fact, well over 10. Showing me pictures of their ukulele that they received for Christmas and then having them send me little snippets of them doing their music. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. I don't know how many people. I can't say the numbers. But I work pretty much with over 100 kids in the summertime. And,
So you find the thing that lifts your spirits, have the courage to be authentic and live your life accordingly, and the universe loves you.
Yeah.
It's true, but we have to get
it
back in
with
that
you
space.
And yes. Keep giving you more and more and more for whatever you want, whatever you're focusing on, whether it be The Price is Right or doing your heart's passion.
You really need to watch Price is Right. Go for it. Go for it. But I find that when you're watching and you're not participating, you're losing minutes of your life. That's how I feel. Like, I love to play sports with my kids, or I liked it when my son was playing sports, but it's really hard for me to sit in front of a television when I'm not really connected, except for it's kind of like an addiction. It numbs you down. You're being brainwashed a little bit with all these things you may not want to see. I just feel like you go out and you do those things you love to do. It really reflects in your aura or your energy or whatever you want to call it, and then it changes your life. Just like in traffic today. As soon as you two got in the car, everything just opened up. We got here early.
Even if we were in traffic, we wouldn't have known it.
No, we're still having
such
a great time.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's why I hang out with cool people.
I don't know. Life isn't a dress rehearsal. Like, you didn't just go out and do it. Like, you can't just
wait till you're ready.
No. There's no perfect time for anything. So if you're and you have no guarantees. Like, absolutely. You know, I am constantly reminded of that when I have, like, I've had so many of my favorite people passed away over the last couple of years, and it has just been sobering that you do not have a guarantee. So you better just gather your pockets of all the things that you want to do and freaking start taking them out and going, yep, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and not feel guilty about it.
Yeah,
that's the thing I think that stumbles and, like, you know, keeps people locked up, is they feel so guilty that they're doing something that they feel passionate about. What is life? It's passion. Like, you have to feel these things. I mean, if you're just a robot, then
And that's self-love. That's your heart chakra again. And the technique we use in class is you write down your intentions, and then you focus on, kind of paint a picture in your mind's eye what you would like, and then you do the things that bring you joy. Do the things that make your heart open, And then the universe gives you a wink or a green light. Or then you use your power chakra to, I always say, get on the dance floor. But you know that feeling when the music's playing, no one's out there, and you really want to dance, and you don't care that you look like Elaine with the chicken dance. You just, you go out there and you dance, and you feel good about it, and don't apologize, and don't, and the guilt. I'm saying don't, but I mean, feel good about whatever right. just happened. And yeah. when I started dancing the way I wanted to dance alone where I didn't care, that's, again, my whole world changed. So that's where my intention work comes from. But if you just write intentions, do affirmations, put it on your fridge, but don't go out and actually interact with people and have a good time and be yourself, it's just an idea.
And that's yeah. why we're here at this time and the weirdos that we are, because we're creating a new world, a new society, and we got to own our weirdness and do the things that might not feel comfortable for everyone, or that what may go against the expectations of society. I think that's a big thing for people, is expectations. I know for myself, yeah. it was a huge thing to get over, was living my life according to my passions and what my heart told me to do, rather than the expectations of everyone around you. And when you first start taking those steps, it might be so unlike you that people are like, what are you doing? What, you know, because yeah. they're uncomfortable with your discomfort, you know, and there's just a projection. You just got to take one step at a time.
And that brings up their discomfort.
Exactly. And so you just got to stick to your own.
Spread your wings and fly, Faye. One of my favorite
old songs.
But it gives you permission to shine. And I want to be around people that, when I am shining and I'm standing up here, I want people to celebrate that. And then when they're up on stage, I like to celebrate that. You know, mm-hmm. It's really exciting to be around people that celebrate other people's magnificence. So if you're around people that undermine you or kind of they're not supportive, then it might be time for a diet of cool
yeah,
people.
Definitely. Just your environment is so important, and you don't have to stop loving them. Just maybe scooch them out of your environment for a while until you're strong enough and what you know is right to where it doesn't matter.
Well, and let's talk about that. So here you have a songwriter and you got a song and you can sing, and now you have to find people that's what a band is all about, is support. I'll say I had someone practicing with someone else and they didn't look at each other. Like, they were practicing, they were getting a trial to be in their band, but no one looked or helped each other. There was no relationship going on in the band. So I think the best of bands stay together because they're working as a team, Faye?
Absolutely, 100%. Like, I feel very fortunate. I mean, C-Star has been around since 2007, which is a long time ago. And the core members, though, are myself, Michael Falcone, and Adam Chambers, my husband, Captain. And we've had some incredible people that have played with us and have had long-term friendships, and we're still all wonderful friends, everyone who's played with us in our band, which is a good testament about, I think, what the music does and everything. But you just find, sometimes you find the right people, and you just kind of have this sort of click, and it doesn't feel like you have to think about it or say, oh, you know, I want you to do a double solo on this part. It just kind of happens. Or, you know, there's like this understanding and sort of like language that happens with no words. Heart language that comes right through in the music. And when you find the right people and you are in that zone with them,
you can feel it.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
It's a synergy that's like beyond anything else.
Agreed. Yeah. And it takes everything to the next level. So you can have a really, you know, you can think that, oh, I've written this really great song, and then you have the right people and the right environment and the right moment, and suddenly you're like, whoa.
I usually cry.
Right? I do too.
During the song, I have to stop singing because it's so powerful.
It is.
And that's that sacral chakra, is like, you can pretend to be as independent as you want, but even if you're a solo artist, you need so many other people to get you to where you want to be, and collaborating with people. And I mean, being in a band, that's a difference. You could sing the song just yourself, or you can, when you sing it with other musicians and you get that soul connection going, oh my gosh. It fuels
That's
my
a
life.
Sexual energy, right?
It is. Oh my gosh. It's
sexual,
passion.
It's creativity yeah. at its finest.
And it's intimacy at its finest, you know? You can't hide yourself.
No.
And so I always say, too, you have that intention list for the people in your life. You need somebody to do backup vocals. You need a bassist. You need all these things, and you'd write it down, and then you're at the grocery store, you overhear somebody talking. If it's synchronistically, like right there, have the courage to use your throat chakra mm-hmm. and your power chakra and say, hey, excuse me, I heard you talking about blah, blah, blah. And if they don't know someone, it's just, that's how the universe works. It's yeah. just ask and you shall receive. And again, I have watched you two just, I just love teaching mm-hmm. because I get to see people just grow in just leaps and bounds. And I feel really blessed. That's all I have to say. Because, Faye, you took my class at my house. But it's just, it's the chakra work. I don't even like to use the word chakra. It's just energy work. It's like techniques that, you know, you got to know what you want. You have to be true to yourself. And you have to be very courageous. Because if you're going to be the tie-dyed sheep, you're not going to be eating dinner at the same place for 25 years. You're going to go out and try new things, be with new people. And when you go to Iceland, you do your Wandering Wednesdays?
Not just, I've done it every Wednesday for over a year now. I started it in Iceland. It just came up, my 1 year anniversary of Wandering Wednesdays. So awesome. I committed my, I don't think I've done anything that religiously. Every single Wednesday, and there's been a lot of freaking Wednesdays. They just keep coming and keep coming.
Those Wednesdays, man, they never stop.
They just keep coming, but it's so awesome now. Like everyone I run into that I've known in my life forever, the first thing they say is, oh, I've been watching your Wandering Wednesdays. Oh, I've been, you know, keeping up, because it's a way for people to connect. It's a way for you to get past your own perfectionism and just post a song and to collaborate with people. I've met so many people traveling. Hey, will you video this for me? I need to play a song. Hey, do you want to play music with me? I need to do a Wandering Wednesday. And just, I can't get over it.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Well, so
we got to collaborate.
I love it.
Oh,
let's do
a Wandering Wednesday.
I'd love to do it. Yes, I'd be honored.
I'm a little intuitive. I just see they're both Virgos. They're so much alike. Didn't know.
Earth babies.
Yay.
Didn't even know. And then Faye did the beer brats and biz. Not the thing I would actually call it or the event, but I was working for the chamber. Faye was singing 4 years ago, opened that up, and you're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
The same event. And it's at Freedom Park, Camano Island. But I just see those little arm hairs. But the whimsical things are playful, and I could just see you two doing something really amazing together. So, Savannah, you're going to sing a song.
I will sing a song. The song's called Don't Apologize. And I wrote this song after I was doing something where I thought, oh, I wonder if they'd care. And then I started thinking, what am I doing? I kind of sat in the space because I felt really uncomfortable about it, that I cared what they thought. And I thought, no, I don't apologize for who I am. I'm going to own every action that I make because this is my life and we're here to live, man. All right. I don't apologize for who I am. And I don't regret the things I've done. Not while the bees are buzzing at my door. Not while they've brought me here to you. So don't apologize for who you are. And don't regret the things you've done. Feel the pull of the whispering winds. That's what the butterflies do. So we're here on this earth to live. Who on earth would you want me to be? The radiant contrast to the rainbow. Sets and rises in me. Yes, I am the eye of my hurricane. I am the calm of my storm. I like the beauty of the chaos. Each day I like it more and more. So don't apologize for who you are. And don't regret the things you've done. Feel the pull of the whispering winds. Do what you've always wanted to. Rises in me. Yes, I am the eye of my hurricane. I am the calm of my storm. Life's a work of art, no logic behind.
Have you been searching for your tribe? Soul Food Coffee House in Redmond features live music, the finest locally roasted organic coffee, pastries, sandwiches, independent books, and an amazing community to nourish your soul. Soul Food is a great nightly destination. Attend an open mic, poetry night, or listen to live local music, and all ages are welcome. If you can't be there, well, you can watch the events online. Check out their full calendar at soulfoodcoffeehouse.com. Soul Food Coffee House in Redmond is a big dose of community. Come on in and let your light shine.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dina Marie, you've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky. Think of second chances. Look into the past. A thousand miles between us.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Savannah Woods.
Wow.
You blew me away.
Thanks, guys.
And we were just talking about being in school, and I actually was raised in Factoria here at Sunset Elementary, and it's like the school did not nurture us to be different or, you know, I remember apologizing. I used to get in trouble. Quit saying you're sorry. But, yeah, that was a very, very powerful song. Thank you, Savannah. So Savannah's in Waking Maya. What's your website so we don't lose time?
WakingMayaBand.com or on Facebook, just Waking Maya, Waking Maya Band. You'll find us. We got a lot of good music on the interweb.
Wandering Wednesday. Check that one out.
Yeah, that has a Facebook page, too. I recommend that because, you know, you got weekly videos coming out, collaborating with all sorts of people. We did Hand in My Pocket, Alanis Morissette, this last week. That was the quickest views we got. Me and my sisters all playing together.
And you plan on doing more music with your sisters?
Yes. My sisters and I are touring Europe in September, and we're doing a lot more music together.
Ultra-talented family. That's all I have to say. And then we'll bring a Perfect By tomorrow. You guys are really close. Richard Williams. We have
a little Stanwood music scene.
They've played at many of the venues that Perfect By tomorrow actually opened up Beer Brought Some Biz with Faye Wiedenhoff 4 years
ago. Yeah, we have a show
with
them next Friday.
Where at?
Their CD release at the Shakedown in Bellingham.
I did not know you're playing with them.
June 14th. Yeah. We open up the show, and there'll be Gypsy Temple, which is another awesome band, and Perfect By tomorrow, and it'll be super fun.
And Justin changed my oil. And that was like, I go, Justin, I have
Where's
this dream.
Going?
This is so goofy. Justin's a drummer. I have a dream to have music in
Justin.
Freedom Park. And I will hire you to play if you can get your band together and make it really concrete. And he has, and they are doing really, really well.
Yeah,
they've been
really
in the
great.
Studio. But just to watch kids thrive and they're making some money doing what they love lifts my spirits.
Yo, yeah.
And you're very close with all of them.
Very close. It's so fun that we all grew up together and doing shows together. We do a summer show every year. Now I've decided that it's every year. big backyard show, and both of us play, and a ton of Stanwood friends and family come. It's awesome. Stanwood is so full of talent.
Yeah.
Everywhere is, if you just really look for it.
Yeah, in Redmond, we got Soul Food Coffee House. Faye will be there next week, Saturday, which Soul Food Coffee House, please support them in Redmond. They've been going for years and years. Clint McEwen's been on the show.
Yep.
They started that coffee shop. Kevin. Oaks. And it, yeah, they own it now. Mm-hmm. So, Faye Wiedenhoff, give us your website before we lose time.
Oh, wearecstar.com. You can find us there, or jetbutterfly.com. Either one gets you to me. And we're on Facebook and all the rest as well, Instagram, and I don't know.
And the show's coming up. And I'll still be booking Pen Cove Brewery, which is really a tap room, but now they're going to be a brewery. Three venues coming up in the next year. So I will be booking everybody lots and lots. I'm really excited to have a place, a venue. Where Mark and Mitch pay our performers, but it'll get better as we go. And I'm just really excited to create a would-be island music scene. And they have an Oak Harbor festival in September that I think Clint played at, honestly. It's, you know, music right now, go out there and do all the 6 to 8 o'clock. They're everywhere. Everett, Mount Vernon, we have them, their farmers markets. And then tip them, buy their CDs, and keep this amazing energy flowing.
We so appreciate it.
Absolutely, 100%, you know.
So let's see. What? Give us some wisdom, Faye.
That's putting you on the spot.
I don't know. I'm at times a whole lot of mess, but I feel like I try to be honest in life, and I try to put my best foot forward, but I do apologize way too often, as my band can totally attest to that. And it's not because I lived in Canada for a long time either, but maybe that may have helped. But I don't know. I feel you don't have a guarantee. So I don't know. I feel like you have to just go out and do the things that make your heart sing. And even if it's not singing with your voice, singing with whatever it is that you just feel so impassioned about, and allowing yourself and giving yourself permission that you can do anything. Really, you can do anything. And the people will tell you that you can't. Maybe you need to not listen to them and not need to talk to them for a while, and just go for it. Because I don't know. We just, life is so short. It's just, you can't be living your life to make somebody else happy. You have to make yourself happy.
I just wrote a song like that.
Did you?
It will never make you happy.
It'll never make you happy. No. And when things, you know, like as I'm in this kind of like this sort of arc of my life, I feel like I had this like really, really high point with the studio, and now I'm with it being gone, it sort of like feels like it's kind of going down on a downward slope. But I also remember that there's also this big upward slope that's coming up, and to know that life is always going to continue to evolve and be circular in many ways, and your heart is going to continue to propel you up that hill, you know, and sometimes the heart has to help you glide down that hill too. And
when you think of waves, they come and
they
go.
They come and go. I mean, gosh, you know, I write so many songs about the sea, which is kind of ironic. I'm not singing a sea song for today. But I feel like in many ways, you have to ride it out. You got to ride the wave, and you have to know that it's okay to feel horrible sometimes. And that's just part of it, because you have to have the good with the bad.
They call it the tower card in tarot. I mean, it just means you clean out your closets, starting over again, replanting. And then the death card is rebirth.
Yeah, 100%.
Cycle, and if you don't listen to the cycles and you don't end and let things go,
and it's the tower card.
It's the things that weigh you down, that bring you down and depress you, and that low spirit, you don't get the inspiration, you don't get the creativity. And people, it's energy. People know it. All of a sudden you're alone in this huge world when your energy is really, really low, and then you feel bad. So you have to find the thing that makes your heart sing. I think that was the most important thing you said. Find that thing you know. For me, it's my grandkids right now. I just get a little fix of them swinging on a swing, or touching the dandelion for the first time and blowing it. That was the most. I caught it. I didn't mean to. We were dancing, right? And all of a sudden, she picks it up and ouch! And then she blows it. And it's the first time she ever did that. And I was like, wow, it's so new to her. And if we can have that, Jesus said, be like children, you know. And you get to work with kids. That's how you stay young, anyways.
And I'm finding the more as I'm getting older in this world, I feel more and more kid-like, and allowing myself to be more about my spirit real ages rather than my driver's license age. So that's always rather exciting, too. I feel like the more that I let go of what society is telling me that I need to be and do, the younger I feel.
The playfulness.
Right. And actually, one of my favorite lines that Joni Mitchell actually wrote was, happiness is the best facelift. And it really is. Like, to be truly happy, people who are really happy, they don't look old and weathered. They look, they beam. The light just shines right through them, and you can feel it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, as we get older, it's important to embrace that too, as I'm learning. You know, it's always a journey. And But I'm glad. I'm grateful for my white hairs and my wrinkles.
I'm going to say the prescription today, and I did this the other day in a town I didn't know anybody. Eye contact and a smile changes. The, people are actually
so
openly, their mouths are open. They're like, what? And then they just grin at you. I was actually, it was last week jogging here by Walmart, and there's some people walking, and it was kind of almost dark. And I just made eye contact and smiled at a woman, and she beamed, but she had her head down at first.
So many people don't. I used to have a game because when you pass someone, to see who breaks the eye contact first, it's like, oh, you look away. But hold it as long as you can. And that smile.
In Hawaii, I was almost 3 months. That guy was not going to smile at me. He was not. And then it was the last day, I'm like, that guy will smile at me. Every morning I see him walking and I'm riding my bike. And I didn't think about him that day. It was my last day. And sure enough, he waves and smiles at me. I'm like, arg, I was trying too hard. But, you know, I think that's what I love, small communities. That's why I like to live in a small community, because I really want to get to know people and I want to have those connections. And that's why, like, Soul Food Coffee House, I got to plug that, because that is a small community that brings lots of people together.
Wonderful place. Yeah, definitely. It's beautiful home away from home for me, it feels like.
So you have so much to say, Savannah. Give us some words of wisdom.
I always have so much to say. I don't know. Just don't apologize. Be yourself. If there's anything I've learned, it's to really own your passion and own who you are. Just don't apologize. That's my tips for the day. Don't apologize. Do what you want to do. Listen to your heart. Take one step at a time. Don't be overwhelmed by life, because we often are. I often am overwhelmed by just because it's so limitless and all these things we have to do, quote, unquote, unquote. But it's just the moment. Balance. Well, I've been thinking balancing potential with perfection, the perfection of the moment versus the unlimited potential. I'm always like going and creating, like, as entrepreneurs and having our own businesses. It uses a lot of mental power, and you're always going and creating. But it's so important to slow down, enjoy the moment, feel who you are, and don't apologize for it. Got it?
And I call it retreating. So sit alone, get alone time. That's really powerful.
Oh, that's important.
And then you need to write down, like I call brainstorming in school. We had brainstorm. And then pick 5 things that you would really, that makes your heart sing. Put it on a piece of paper. And it's silly, but this stuff works. I had someone manifest a man. Anyways, so then you basically put a candle next to this beautiful piece of paper and just go about your business. And if you have any signs, and that's, you know what the signs, like, that's too weird to be true. And I just had it happen. I had to keep listening to it. And it all led to something bigger than I would ever imagine. And then, again, when you have a door open, make sure you walk through it. Mm-hmm. And have the faith that everything will be fine.
Huge. Faith is such a big word this year, because you have to have faith in the unknown, or you're going to live in your comfort zone your whole life. But life doesn't happen in the comfort zone. No, it happens right outside the comfort zone.
That's a good lyric for a song. Is
it? I know. Write it down.
Write it down. You guys can glean something tomorrow from the show.
You have to walk with a bit of fearlessness, too. I mean, it's just, you have to take risks. You have to try it. If you stay safe in the harbor, you know, it doesn't always work.
Well, and I know for a fact, as I'm 55 next week, is that it's the things I asked for but didn't have expectations, the magical way the universe served it up to me. I never used blow.
Imagine.
Yeah, never thought I'd say blows me away. But after years of working with people, doing my, I was selling rocks at Bottle Country Village with my son,
with a beautiful smile upon your face,
wearing hippie skirts, doing chakra readings, and they're like, "How did you get to do chakra reading?" Well, I had to be me, and there's a lot of my family who they don't understand me, they don't want anything to do with me. I can look back. I remember doing Reiki circles at my house. And if you drove by and you saw what we were doing, you probably think I was a witch of some sort. I mean, it was just really odd. But for us, it was amazing. The energy was nummy. So, you know, as the years go by, I'm more me. Mm-hmm. And then the colorfulness. But then you do have, like, obstacles.
Yep.
And you're tested. And I think overthinking and not taking time to be alone is probably you have to be alone.
You have to be alone.
Get out in nature. Nature will set you free. Like, I swear, you know, I remember being a little girl and my mom would be like, go outside and play. And I'm like, ugh. But, you know, that's the wisdom right there. If you have something going on in your brain and you go out for a walk outside, you will infinitely feel better, like instantly.
So
like
harmonious.
It's super good.
And being in the cities, a lot of us are in cities surrounded by technology, and that is a lot of energy coming at us, a lot of
disharmonious energy as well. Definitely. And getting back to nature, just
my prescription is every day to go somewhere I've never been. That's why I got lost in the woods, Lord Hill. But finding that green, because when you know you don't have your phone with you and you don't have your like sunglasses on, that green right now is so feeling soothing.
Amazing.
You're not reading a darn thing, because when you're going down the road, you're taking in information and your cup is getting full. So I've been finding the most, and the bird watching right now is just, and you're so in touch really with yourself. You quit thinking, you look up, you see the sky is blue, and then the lights turn on again. And then you call Savannah and have a great conversation.
Yes.
Or she calls me, actually.
I'm always here.
Yeah. So, life is a lot sweeter. And we've been practicing The Secret and rereading the books. We don't all know this, really, but we just have to practice it.
Yeah. Our focus is so important, where we're focusing. Totally. State your intentions. If you can't write it down, say it. You know, getting it out of your head and into the world and the universe.
Write it down.
Yeah. So important.
Write it down.
Light a candle about it.
So we have Waking Maya, that's tomorrow, and you're playing at the 20, Taproom 20?
Local 20 Taproom, yeah, in Cedar Woolley, really fun place.
Because I'm working for a brewery, I know every taproom you can imagine. It's crazy how many there are out there, but they're supporting local musicians, and
they
then Faye next Saturday will be at C-Star, I'll be there, we're doing a walk, I'll be in Redmond, for whatever reason, I'll be there. So one more time, your websites, Faye?
Jetbutterfly.com or wearecstar.com.
WakingMayaBand.com, Waking Maya Band on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And, Wandering Wednesday,
there you
Facebook
go.
Page. And Savannah Woods.
Woo-hoo.
Just find me everywhere.
And then I'm Dina Marie, Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Dina Marie.
You can check out. I'd rather talk about you guys, but I do have a website. I do have things going on. Our album's there if you want to purchase that. The archive show last week with Van and Gary Lee Connor. I really love that we brought Violet in and she got to talk about her dad. The rock star, but it's all good. But writing songs is amazing. Make sure you write your own song and don't sing anyone else's song.
No.
Faye, what are you going to leave us
with?
Oh,
my goodness. A brand new song. I'm really nervous and very sad, scared, but I'm going to be fearless and I'm not going to apologize.
Faye.
And it's called Begin Again.
I spent a lot of time this year trying to fix what came undone. My thimbled hands a mess with strings, lines waited to be sung. Oh, the days and weeks of up and downs, just when I couldn't take much more. Old winter's weave hauled at its seam when springtime knocked upon my door and said, it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see the truths you've always known. Times can get heavy, we're pulled here and here, but your breath is yours. Shadow. It takes some time to mend and begin again. I looked out at the trees that nestle near where I stay. I felt some wisdom pouring through the sun on that quiet day. Oh, they say it's at the darkest when we feel the light, that our weakest breath gives us our greatest fight. Oh, courageous hearts can fear the night when the stars seem far away. But it takes a little love and a lot of rain to make the flowers grow. A little patience and a lot of heart to see the truths you've always known. And times can get heavy, we're pulled here and here, but your breath is your shadow. It takes some time to mend.